How are you a part of the Youth Climate March?
Hi, my name is Audrey Aden, and I co-organized and founded the Albany Youth Climate Strike, and I'm also the New York State lead for the United States Climate Strike.
Hi, I'm Sophie Schwatz-Eise, and I started actually co-organizing with Audrey at the last march, which was in March, and yeah.
I am Matt Oyle, and I'm a man who loves his planet, who attended and just happened to run into the reporter as I was walking down the Capitol.
So how did each of you get involved with climate work?
Well, I've always been passionate about the environment. I mean, when I go to college, I'm hoping to pursue environmental studies. But I first found out about the global climate strike through social media when I saw Greta Thunberg's speech, and I was super inspired. So I went on to see if there was a strike happening in the Albany area, and I was disappointed when I didn't see one. So I decided to organize my own, and I've always been into activism. I helped with like March for Our Lives and the Women's March. So I was really happy to do all this.
Greta Thunberg especially, I was watching a lot of her speeches, like her UN speech, and they just really inspired me to reach out and try and organize something. And I was looking actually at the Fridays for Future website, and she goes through the Youth Climate Strike US, and so I thought that there wasn't one in March, so I registered my own one, and then I realized that she also had one, and I reached out to her. So that's kind of how we like came together.
Do you go to the same high school?
No, we don't. I'm from April Park and she's from Chalmont, right?
You go to Chalmont?
Yes.
And you, Matt?
Well, first of all, I'm not a high school student. I'm a college, my third year at SUNY Schenectady. And I'm sorry, what was the question again?
What got you first passionate about environmental justice and, climate work in general?
Pretty basic, just in the sense I love the Earth. And even if I didn't, it's the only planet on which we can live that's within a travelable distance. And I just want to protect it, and that so many people are willing to risk the ability to live on this planet for the sake of some extra oil money. And also, I am also a bit of a rising activist in the capital region. I've protested causes such as the U.S.'s relationship with Saudi Arabia and intervention in Venezuela and family separation at the border. And so when I heard about the Youth Climate Strike on social media, I knew I had to be here, whatever it took.
So do you see climate issues, or how do you see climate issues as overlapping with concerns about race and class within America and within the world?
Absolutely. Many people try to say that we don't have to worry about climate change because it's an issue in the far future, but it's actually affecting us right here, right now. And this is especially true with low-income communities and people of color, disabled communities, because they are literally on the front line of these problems. And environmental racism is when they are more largely affected by this. So it's truly, if you think about it, it is a human rights issue.
Absolutely, I completely agree. If you think about it, a lot of people may not see the impact right now because, like Audrey said, they're not at the front lines in this fight. But as time goes on, and if we don't do anything, we also will be suffering, just as people who are in lower income communities are suffering right now.
So you're here today on May 3rd and doing this strike. It's a little windy and rainy out here. Yesterday there was a historic moment in which Jeffrey Corbyn gave a speech in front of the UK Parliament saying that we needed to act on climate, citing Extinction Rebellion and Greta Thunberg as one of the main reasons why it's ridiculous that governments around the world are not taking immediate action on this issue. And then the UK Parliament historically has declared a climate emergency. So in the wake of this moment, what are your feelings on how we can get high school and college students and the youth even more mobilized so that politicians and government officials have to act on this? Because it seems like the youth voice is really important. So what are your thoughts on and gaining even more momentum for high school and college students to protest, do nonviolent direct actions, and get these government officials to declare a climate emergency?
So throughout the history, I believe the youth have always been to the front fighting for against injustice and fighting for their political action. And they're our future, so it's just so important. A lot of ways the youth have been getting involved, probably more than ever now, is through social media. I mean, if it weren't through social media, I really don't know how we could have gotten this together. In our last strike, we were able to raise more than $1,000 in 2 days for everything. And that's just, and it really goes to show how great of a tool can be used, despite, you know, what people say. We're also looking maybe to do, like, take a more educational side to it, so doing presentations in school or a sort of summit in the summertime. So there's also the action, but the also education side to it, which is...
That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, thank you. Greta Thunberg has said that maybe a lot of people don't necessarily know the details of things. And that is comparable to other social justice issues, like people not knowing the history of race in America and how things have played out in terms of the legal system and the way that certain people were allowed citizenship and full rights and other people weren't. Matt and Hopi? Yeah, what do you think, Sophie?
I completely agree. The educational part of it is a big aspect. Like, for me, I hadn't even heard about climate change before in school until the eighth grade, where I was in an advanced science class, and my teacher had us read a book on climate change outside of the classroom, actually, over a break on our own, because it wasn't part of the curriculum. And that was actually kind of a dead end, because that was the first time I'd learned about it, and then it was kind of like, okay, like, now go off on your own. And I think either a lot of kids don't understand the importance of learning about those issues, they maybe don't even have the time or the motivation to, because they don't understand how dire the situation is and how important it is that we do something now, because we only have 11 years to reverse course before the consequences become irreversible.
And what do you understand of those consequences?
I mean, like I said in my speech earlier, think of a planet that is gray. It is just ruined by massive storms that terrorize nations across the country, like the cyclone that's going on in India right now is a huge indicator of that. And it will get much worse. There's going to be areas that become uninhabitable, and it's going to cause mass migrations of people to places that are deemed safer than others. So.
Yeah, like Syrian refugees, that's partially a climate refugee issue. So it sounds like your first exposure to climate change was also a little confusing, like read about this, but then it wasn't fully integrated into school or discussions.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a big thing should be to keep having these strikes. And when you attend these strikes, you know, take photos, take videos, post them on social media, and keep advocating on social media. Like, you see a story about something in the climate, whether it's a politician taking oil money or, you know, some climate disaster, post about it. You know, educate your friends on Facebook or followers on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, as they said, you know, to the teachers of America, please, for the love of God, teach this in your schools, you know, not just in the advanced science classes, all science classes.
So two last questions. The last one's quick. It's about your future plans. But before that, do you think that youth and adults and all ages people should actually be doing nonviolent direct actions that would cause arrest to disrupt the systems to get this message across?
Personally, I wouldn't, but if that's what you feel is necessary, I mean, go for it. I mean, that's how, like, big change happens if you look back to the civil rights movement. It's truly, civil disobedience really does make a difference. That's the reason why we strike from school, is because if we disrupt the social order, we believe change will come.
Yeah, I completely agree. If, like, again, we're striking, and I think it's best put this way. I've heard a couple speakers mention this, that why are we studying for a future that's not going to exist? So I really think that civil disobedience is a big part of that. And like Audrey has said, if you look back in history, that's always what has sparked change. And yeah, if you depart from the norm, change is bound to happen. So.
100 times 1,000, yes. Yes. Change throughout history has happened through the people taking action nonviolently, like the women's vote. It didn't happen because Woodrow Wilson randomly changed his mind one day. It happened because people took to the streets and they said no to what we had. Yeah, and I think, you know, whatever consequences we could face from challenging the system are a cakewalk compared to the consequences we will face for doing nothing.